Hacking coughs, wheezing, trouble breathing, respiratory problems can be a way of life for many Americans living in industrial cities. Life in Houston, Texas is no exception. As well as being home to more than 5 million people, Houston is base to the largest group of petrochemical factories in the United States. Every day these factories pump toxic fumes into the atmosphere to form ozone, the major culprit of air pollution. But in the last few years, the industries have taken measures to reduce their noxious emissions. Has the air quality improved? Rebecca Waschenfelder and Jules de Gau from the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences took to the skies to find out. This is Jane Palmer for the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences. To measure air pollution, the team flew thousands of meters above the city of Houston. The P3 research aircraft navigated its way through the plumes billowing from the factories below.
Flying on a P3 is very bumpy. It's hot and humid in Texas, and the boundary layer is very turbulent, so when you're on a plane flying low, it's definitely one of the most bumpy rides you'll ever be on.
The scientists measure levels of the key ingredients in the air that react with each other to form ozone. Making ozone isn't that much different from baking a cake. Take nitrous oxides, add some hydrocarbons, cook them up, and in a few hours, voila, ozone. Instead of an oven, sunlight provides the heat, and the worst air pollution occurs on warm, sunny days.
The two main ingredients that make ozone, you need nitrogen oxides and you need hydrocarbons. And depending on where you are, nitrogen oxides are often coming from cars and combustion sources. And then the hydrocarbon ingredient in Houston, a lot of it is the petrochemical industry.
The team recorded the air pollution first in 2000 and again in 2002. Then in 2006, they returned to measure the levels once more. And the news was good.
What we saw from the trend of the measurements in 2000, 2002, and 2006 is that the nitrogen oxides had been decreasing and that the reactive hydrocarbons that contribute to ozone formation, the background concentrations of those had also decreased.
Waschenfelder believes stricter emissions regulations on combustion sources have led to the decrease in the nitrous oxides. And the team's own discovery in 2000 that reactive hydrocarbons are also responsible for ozone in Texas has meant industry has become focused on cutting hydrocarbon emissions. But along with this success story, the scientists discovered one more disturbing result. The factories themselves underestimate how much emissions they produce.
It's a problem for scientists because we would like to be able to model and predict what the air quality is going to be so that you can make forecasts so people know when is it going to be okay to play outside and so you can know what are the most important things to regulate to improve the air quality.
The factories aren't being deceptive. The problem lies in how they calculate the emissions. They simply look at the emissions of an ideal valve, count the number of valves, and then estimate the total number. But not all of the valves are ideal. Some of them might be leaking, and the inventories don't account for leaks.
So I think more measurements within the factories are necessary, going in and actually looking for leaks and trying to pinpoint what the sources are to come up with better estimates.
Yeah, I believe measurements should be the basis to put these inventories together. And as a result of this study, there is already a lot of discussion about how to do that in practice. How can you make measurements that will help to improve the inventories? And I expect that within a few years that will actually start to happen.
The team hopes their study will lead to a better understanding of air pollution in Texas. And with better understanding, the region will be able to reduce its ozone problem. But the impacts of their research might also reach farther than the state boundaries.
Beyond Houston, many cities in the U.S. have extensive industry, and it can be expected that those industries have a similar problem. Houston is an extreme case because it has so much, but other cities have industries too, and it may help them.
In terms of the underestimation of the emissions inventory, I think it probably is typical for other petrochemical industries. And Houston isn't alone. There are petrochemical refineries and petrochemical processing in California, Louisiana. And so I think this does apply to other cities.
On a local scale, if the factories start directly measuring their emissions, they could discover and reduce leaks. On a larger scale, better models of ozone could lead to more targeted regulations, which is all good news for reducing emissions. But in the war against air pollution, one battle has already been won.
I think what's really exciting about this research is we see a very direct response of the atmosphere to previous research that we've done. There are good indications that the air has improved as a result of our work, and that's about as exciting as it gets.
For the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences, this is Jane Palmer.